From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, and happy heavenly birthday to NFL legend John Madden.
You know, seagulls have a pretty good life, don't they? They always live at the beach. I mean, every time you see, like, seagulls, you see a beach and water.
It seems like most of the time the sun's shining. It's a
good deal.
Yeah.
They're scavengers. Yeah, they got another good life, blimps.
Yeah.
They always get to go to games and watch everything. I think if you come back in another life, I'd like to be either a blimp or a seagull.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Two men allegedly tried to arrange sex with Gwinnett deputy posing as a 14-year-old girl. Gwinnett police searching for suspect in road rage shooting. Prosecutors will charge driver in Mall of Georgia crash that killed a 4-year-old. And the Stripers Report with Dave Lazat. Plus, my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on the difference between a registered dietitian and nutritionist. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Mark your calendars for an exciting opportunity to shape the future. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Discovery High School. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders, ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at TeamGCPS.com today.
The Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office has arrested two men, Mohamed Lamin Diaby and Vinicio Aldulfo Barrios Maldonado, who allegedly attempted to arrange sexual encounters with undercover investigators posing as 14-year-old girls. The Trace Unit and Gang Unit worked on the investigations. Maldonado was arrested on criminal intent to commit a felony, obscene internet contact with a child, and use of a computer to seduce a child. Diaby was indicted on March 20th. Last month, a road rage incident in Petrie Corners escalated into a shooting. The confrontation happened on March 9th at Amweiler Road and Buford Highway. Luckily, despite the victim's immediate 911 call during the altercation, there were no injuries. Thanks to flock camera footage, police identified the suspect's vehicle from which he jumped out of the moving vehicle. Authorities have now released images of the suspect, urging the public to help by contacting detectives or Crime Stoppers anonymously. A cash reward is offered for information that leads to an arrest and indictment. The Gwinnett District Attorney's Office is expected to charge an 18-year-old driver involved in a fatal accident outside the Mall of Georgia last month. The driver will face unspecified misdemeanor charges in the death of 4-year-old Abigail Hernandez, who was hit by a pickup truck along with her father and sister. Despite Gwinnett police initially declining to press charges after concluding their investigation, the DA's decision follows public outcry, including protests against the police department's choice not to pursue charges. Abigail's mother voiced her shock and dismay on social media over the lack of immediate legal action against the driver. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. The Stripers Report is coming up next.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200. Or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Before we hit the field, let's get the latest from the field. It's time for the Stripers Report, brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Air. Visit CoolRay.com.
The Cool Ray Heating and Cooling pregame show continues from Cool Ray Field here in Lawrenceville as the Stripers get set for game 5 of 6 against the Louisville Bats. Dave Lazat joined by Stripers left-hander Dylan Dodd coming off an excellent relief appearance last night to get the win. 6 2/3 innings, 2 runs allowed, 5 strikeouts as the Stripers held on to win it 6-5. 2 games into the season now for you. You've got 2 wins already this year, a 1.54 ERA. To start things off, what's been working so well?
I think I've been mixing it, you know, a lot better than I have previously. I've been able to throw, you know, multiple off-speed pitches for strikes, you know, and I think a huge tip to the defense, and the catchers are playing an excellent defense behind me.
Third career relief appearance for you. They've all come with Gwinnett, and 6 2/3 innings, easily the longest relief appearance you've had. You knew going into the outing that you were going to throw, maybe not for that long, but what is the preparation for you like coming out of the pen as opposed to starting?
It's a little bit different, but in all reality, once you get out there, it's all the same. You know, before the game, you'll play catch a little early, and then there's a lot of sitting around as the bullpen guy. But once you get out there and you throw that first pitch, it's all the same.
Now, you're on this opening day roster for the Stripers this year, but looking back to last year, this time last year, you were in the big leagues, make the first 2 starts of last year with the Braves, summoned into duty with some injuries to the rotation up there. At that point, you had made just 1 AAA start late in the 2022 season. Looking back last year at this time, what was your confidence level like?
You know, it was kind of all over the place, really, just because not really knowing what to expect and haven't really faced that caliber of hitters. So I didn't really know what to think, and, you know, I think it kind of showed that my confidence was always kind of hit or miss, you know, given the start. And looking forward to this year, being able to build that confidence and strive off it.
Having that experience in Atlanta and really a full season in AAA last year, does that give you more confidence rolling into 2024?
For sure. I mean, you're facing the best of the best, and, you know, you get to experience and learn so many things, not just on the mound, but off the mound, you know, talking to pitchers, hitters, you know, at the highest level. You know, I think that goes a long way.
Last season, you started the year with your 3-pitch arsenal: fastball, changeup, slider. You still have those three, but you've added the cutter. I think it was August last year when you really started throwing that in ball games. How is the progress of that pitch going?
Yeah, it's coming along. I think yesterday it was a really good pitch for me. And I think, you know, moving forward, it's just got to be the consistency with it. You know, I think it is still relatively new, and it's, you know, how can I have it, you know, most days more than not?
Is there a spot you prefer to use it? Is there a situation that it plays well, you think?
I feel like I have the command to use it at all times, but I really do like it earlier, or, you know, if you fall in those 1-0, 2-1, 2-0 counts.
This Gwinnett Stripers rotation right now, really 6 men deep, and it's all guys who have pitched in the big leagues before, all on the 40-man roster. 5 of the 6 made their major league debuts just last year, yourself included. What's the competition level like right now amongst the starters on this staff?
I don't know. We're all rooting for everyone. Obviously, we want to do well. But, I mean, it's a pleasure to get to watch these guys, you know, go about their business and work. And, you know, I'm excited for this year and for the guys and the staff.
Do you watch the other starters and maybe pick some things up from them? I know so many different pitchers have different arsenals, but there's a lot of really good changeups on this club, and I know yourself included in that.
Absolutely. I mean, shoot, we talk, you know, every day about, you know, different pitch grips or, you know, what we're seeing with certain hitters and, you know, ways of going about hitters and how to attack them, how to finish them. So I think, you know, we're all kind of in the same situation, and we're just kind of going together and learning with each other.
Going back to last night's ball game, you came out with the tying run on base. Grant Holmes comes in, gets strike 3 called in the ABS challenge. First time we've seen that happen. Really got the first taste of that ABS system last year. As a pitcher, now that you've had that experience with it last year, what are your thoughts on it?
You know, I don't mind it. I think, you know, last year that had some of the inconsistency with it, but I think, you know, I think it is good for the game. You know, I think a lot of times you see, you know, the game ending on one bad call. So I do like it in that aspect. And, yeah, what a way to end last night's game. You know, you don't always see that. It's a different way of baseball.
The manager here in Gwinnett this year is Kanekoa Teixeira. He's in his first year at the AAA level. A former pitcher, first time the Stripers have had a manager who was a pitcher. He pitched right here as well. Is that different from a pitcher's standpoint, having a manager who was a pitcher?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, Tex is one of the best. I mean, he has experienced every level as, you know, not just a coach, but a player. So, you know, he knows the game more than anyone, and, you know, it's always nice to listen and take his input.
And you're working with Mike McCarthy as well, who was a bullpen coach just a year ago in the big leagues with Oakland. What's that relationship like so far?
Yeah, he's a wizard, man, and I really appreciate him and, you know, the work he does behind the closed doors that, you know, not everybody sees. And I'm really starting to grow attached to him and appreciate the things that he's doing.
And finally, I know the ultimate goal is to get back to the big leagues this year, but is there anything else you've set out that you want to get done this season?
You know, I think it's consistency. You know, I think I've shown some good starts here and there, but I haven't been able to put it all together for a consistent amount of time, and I think that's the goal heading into this year.
That's Stripers left-hander Dylan Dodd coming off the relief win last night, 6 2/3 innings of two-run baseball in the 6-5 victory. Dylan, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck this year.
Thank you.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Rowan's Knowledge Community Development Eastern Gwinnett has partnered with local colleges and universities, including the University of Georgia, Georgia Gwinnett College, and Gwinnett Technical College, to establish living laboratories at the site. These collaborations aim to address workforce needs in critical industries and develop Georgia's e-mobility network. The initiative seeks to create academic programs aligned with the state's electric mobility, energy, and infrastructure sectors. Additionally, Rowan will collaborate with UGA's Georgia Network for Electric Mobility to establish a green living lab focused on innovation and experimentation in such areas as autonomous mobility and smart city technology. The project is supported by the National Science Foundation's Innovation Engine Grant. A U.S. Senate report released on October 27, 2023, revealed serious deficiency at the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services, indicating consistent failures to protect children from abuse and mismanagement, contributing to child deaths and injuries. The investigation, led by Senator John Ossoff, found instances of sex trafficking among children in state custody, inadequate mental and physical health care, and high turnover rates among DFCS employees. The report was met with criticism from DFCS, which accused Ossoff's staff of producing a partisan document. Testimonies from experts highlighted systemic issues leading to tragic outcomes for children in state care, prompting recommendations for policy reforms. We'll be back in a moment.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading it easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at Ingalls-Markets.com and click on the Wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
And now here's my conversation with Leah McGrath on the difference between a registered dietitian and nutritionist.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at Ingalls-Markets.com and click on the Wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, another question we have via email, which we'll give out the email in just a little bit. So Stacy writes in asking what the difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist. What is the difference between those?
Yeah, so registered dietitian or registered dietitian, nutritionist, sometimes you see it as one title like that, is actually a protected term in the United States. To become a registered dietitian, nutritionist, you have to have certain credentials. And you get those credentials by having an undergraduate degree. As of January of this year, you also have to have a master's degree. You have to complete an internship, and you have to pass a board exam, and you have to keep continuing education credits up every on a five-year cycle. So those are all the things that go into becoming a registered dietitian. You could call yourself a nutritionist if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There is no protection or standards for the title of nutritionist. Some nutritionists may definitely have an advanced degree in some sort of nutrition that they obtain from a credentialed university. They're just not registered dietitians. And then, you know, you might run into somebody at a local food store who likes to call themselves a nutritionist because they're interested in nutrition, but they have no credentials, no education, no training. They don't have any kind of state license in many states across the United States. To be able to practice as a registered dietitian, you also have to be licensed and pay for a license for that state. So I know I do in North Carolina. So there definitely is a difference. If somebody calls themselves a nutritionist, you do want to ask, tell me a little bit about your credentials. Are you a registered dietitian? That's a good question to ask. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett. Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, New Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.